Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. This is the 304th devotional of this series, and we're going to read the devotional and then we're going to discuss it. And the title is Common Sense, and it says, common, widely or generally known, found or done often, prevalent, usual, ordinary, familiar, regular, frequent, recurrent, every day, belonging equally to or shared alike by two or more, all in question. So that is our definition of what we have here. And it goes on to say, have you ever had someone tell you to use common sense? Perhaps you might inquire of such. Please show me how to apply common sense when I'm interacting with the Creator of the universe, who is able to do more, far more than all we ask or imagine. Ephesians 3, verse 20. A sovereign whose desire it is to reveal deep mysteries. But on the contrary to human wisdom, as the scriptures say, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not entered into the heart of man, the Almighty has prepared, made and keeps ready for those who love him. Yet to us Yahweh has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even unpacking the profound and bottomless things of Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10. Do you understand? Do you see the depth beyond the common that awaits you? How does one apply common sense to things beyond asking, beyond imagining, beyond man's ability to scrutinize? It is the glory of the Almighty to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings, Proverbs 25, verse 2. If you are sons and daughters, the blood of royalty flows in your veins. Hallelujah. Okay. So we continue. Do not misunderstand, loved ones. Common sense is not evil. Practically, it can be as scriptural as prophecy, dreams, and visions. When Yeshua asked his disciples to feed the 5,000, it was for a very common necessity. His disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." Matthew 14, verse 15. And the earthly citizens, their response to Yeshua's direction was rooted and grounded in common sense. We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. John's account, however, gives a glimpse into what Yeshua was telling about the kingdom. Speaking about Philip, he said, "But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do." John 6, verse 6. Yeshua knew he was about to show his followers what it meant to bring the common into the kingdom. In other words, what happens when the kingdom invades the common? The problem is that far too often, the brand of common sense among disciples leaves little room for revelation about the kingdom. Oswald Chambers taught nothing that Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, ever said is common sense, but the revelation sense. And a complete, whereas a common sense falls short. We would add to clarify, common sense falls short in its usefulness for revelation about the things which are beyond asking, imagining, and man's ability to scrutinize. This is where the privilege of being royalty grants you the rights to search out the deep things of Yahweh, things beyond common sense. Who has known the mind of Yahweh so to instruct him? But we have the mind of Messiah, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. What is common for the spiritual man? This is the ideas that need to be scrutinized. What should common for his people who are already only surgeons on earth? Psalms 39:12. Who has actual citizenship in heaven? Philippians 3, verse 20. Exodus 23, verse 2 warns that we are not to follow the crowd, the majority. The majority certainly has mindsets that will be subject to the beyond the common sense. Your assessment, search out what should be common for you, a kingdom citizen. A good start would be to find what is generally accepted amongst men and run as fast as you can in the opposite direction. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked everyone in the imagination of their own evil heart. Jeremiah 11, verse 18. So that is our devotional today here, the Suffer Well devotional. Suffering well is not common sense. You have to go way beyond common sense to suffer well. You hear that word sense and that word common, and let's separate those for a minute. Common is what the common person is doing. Sense is a sense, a feeling of what our heart is telling us. It's almost a pre-warning or something. Now, I don't think it's good to dictate our lives and our decisions on emotions because that can get us in a lot of trouble. We need to use our brain and we need to use wisdom to make wise decisions. But when we think about what the common person is doing with their brain and the common person is doing with their wisdom of the world, they have a complete lack of knowledge of our Creator. And it says in the script, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. We need to use the senses that Yahweh gave us from the Rahadah Kodesh, the set apart spirit, not of our own heart, but of the spirit to lead us, guide us, and direct us. But even when we get to the level of common, there are so many people in this world that are making common decisions that are leading to foolish places. The common mind today is not wisdom. The common mind today is stupidity. The common things people are doing today are just people following the flock. The blind leading the blind. And this is a big problem. And this isn't just out of the church. This is in the church as well. We already did a devotionals about wisdom. And I want you to think about this a second again. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it doesn't just say knowledge. It says knowledge of me in the Hebrew. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of me. The decisions people make today, the common decisions people make today, are based not on him. They're based on fear, lust, and all these negative things of the enemy. They're not based on the trust and the faith of Yahweh. And this is such an important part of this devotional series that we do, is we teach you or show you to trust in our Creator and to feel comfortable knowing that he has his best interest for you in mind. It says in Proverbs 2, the benefits of wisdom. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. The common sense of the people today is we no longer need to do his commandments. Our own way is better. For the Bible says there's a path before each person that seems right but ends in death. Know the plans I have for you, they are for a future and a hope. But man's ways go against the commandments. The benefits of the wisdom says to treasure his commandments. Turn your ears to the wisdoms of our Creator and concentrate on understanding. I think a better term would be, instead of saying common sense, we should say Yahweh sense. Sense or common sense according to Yahweh. Because the common sense of the world today is getting people in trouble. Verse 3 of Proverbs 2 says, cry out for insight and ask for understanding. That's called prayer. The common person, and it's not common sense to take time to pray to someone you can't see. It doesn't make sense to the common world to ask for things that are way beyond what our human thoughts could even imagine ever attaining. But our Creator tells us to cry out for insight and ask for this understanding. The common world today is looking for treasures like gold and silver. Where the word says in verse 4, Proverbs 2, it says, search for them and you would find, as you would for silver, and seek them in hidden treasures. As man and the common sense is to run after money, our Creator tells us to run after insight and understanding. And then it says in verse 5, then you will understand what it means to fear Yahweh, and you will gain the knowledge of Yahweh. Then and only then we must cry out and seek and search. For Yahweh grants wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. And again, we need to change and update that word. Not changing the Bible, but to update it to understand the meaning of this. It's not the treasure of common sense that we're looking for. We're looking for the treasure of Yahweh's sense. The treasure of sense according to the scriptures. Not the physical human senses of the heart, but the spiritual human senses of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. That's what we need. It says in verse 8, he guards the path of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Those that are faithful to him. There's less and less people that are faithful today to our wonderful Creator. It says in verse 9, then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find a right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices to watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. And people are choosing the common sense of man versus the Yahweh sense, the sense of our Creator. They're choosing the physical sense of the heart versus the spiritual sense of the Holy Spirit that we need to guide us and is confirmed through his holy word. It says in verse 12, wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. The manipulation and deception of man has deceived so many people today. And I'm not just talking about outside the church. I'm talking about in the church. People lacking the wisdom and the knowledge because they're listening to the common sense of their wicked, evil heart. They're not giving the Holy Spirit a chance to circumcise their hearts and they could start seeing things in a different view sight, in a different way, and have a different understanding on these things. And when you get that and you understand that and you stop rejecting that, it says in verse 13, these men turn from the right way and walk down dark paths. These are men that have rejected the sense of Yahweh. This is a great analogy and a great example here in Proverbs 2. What happens? These men turn from the right way and walk down dark paths. These men turn from the right way and walk down dark paths. The common sense today of the heart is the common sense today of the news. That's what dictates what's common in today's world, what people hear in the news. And it leads people down dark paths because the media today and the world today is leading people away from the light of Yahweh's word. And it's leading people into darkness. And then it goes on to say in verse 14, they take pleasure in doing wrong and they enjoy the twisted ways of the evil. Their actions are crooked and their ways are wrong, according to the Bible, not according to the world. Not according to the world. And the Bible shows us the temptation and the downfall of man and gives the idea and talks about the immoral woman with her seductive words. And how she deceives the man into and manipulates the man into making choices that are completely against the common wisdom of Yahweh. That's a great way to put it. The common wisdom of Yahweh versus the common sense of this world. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. It says in James 1 verse 5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous Creator and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Joyful is the person that finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding, for wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Proverbs 3, 13 and 14. I pray that we're getting this today, and we're never feeling so prideful that we think we have all the wisdom and insight we need not to make foolish choices. But you come to do things, and you hear from the Spirit telling you, get out of that situation. Don't say that. Keep your mouth shut, and don't hang around with those people. It says in Proverbs 8, 5, you simple people use good judgment. You foolish people show some understanding. My child, don't lose sight of the common sense and discernment. Hang on to them. The Yahweh's wisdom versus the common sense of the world. We need to understand the difference of these things. You know, Proverbs 8, 12 to 14 puts it together great when it says, I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. All who fear Yahweh will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine. This is the world today. The world today is lacking Yahweh's sense. And that is the main issue. The world is lacking the sense of our wonderful Creator. And the Bible equates that with being a fool. With being a fool. Not only does it say my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, it says in Proverbs 7, and I have seen among the simple, I have perceived among the youths, a young man lacking sense. And in verse 24:30 of Proverbs says, I passed the field of a sluggard by the vineyard, and a man lacking sense, the sense of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 13:16 says, every prudent man will not with knowledge, but a fool flaunts his folly. Good sense is a fountain of life to him who has it, but the instruction of a fool is folly, Proverbs 16:22. And Proverbs 26:11 says, like a dog returned to his vomit, a fool who repeats his folly. We have to get this. It says clearly in Scripture, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gains understanding. For the gain from her is better than the gain from silver, and the profit is better than gold. We need to understand the stupidity of thinking with the common sense of the world today. And we need to get right with Yahweh's wisdom, Yahweh's sense. Common sense of the world versus Yahweh's sense of Scripture. We need to see the difference. I mean, and what do you do and how do you act when somebody, and you see this more and more today, the common sense of the world, they say stuff that is absolutely, completely against Scripture. Completely against Scripture. I've heard sodomite gay people tell me that Yahweh loves them and has no issue with their lifestyle. I've heard a feminist say that Yahweh has no issue with taking things out of his order. The stupidest things I've heard. But the Scriptures talk about this stupidity. It says in Proverbs 9:13, it equates stupidity. It says, folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. Ecclesiastes 7:25 says, I searched everywhere determined to find wisdom and to understand the reason for these things. I was determined to prove to myself that wickedness is stupid and that foolishness is madness. 2 Timothy 3, verse 7 says, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. Proverbs 27:12 says, the prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. We must understand the difference to these things. It says in Psalms 10:4, the wicked are too proud to seek Yahweh. They seem to think that Yahweh is dead. And they hate being corrected. They just want to idolize the things that they want in this world. It says in Proverbs 15:21, stupidity is the delight of the senseless, but an understanding man walks uprightly. That is your verse of the day right there. That's the verse to write down, Proverbs 15:21. Stupidity is the delight of the senseless, but the understanding of man's walks rightly. He understands Yahweh's sense. To gain wisdom, Proverbs is another word for wisdom, and it says in Proverbs 23:12, apply your heart to instruction and your ear to words of knowledge. You know, this teaching, this suffering well devotional, just understanding these things is something that we're all guilty of missing. We're all guilty of missing. We don't know what we don't know. But we come into that knowledge. And when he gives us, when he circumcises our heart, when we accept the spirit that he gives us, we can see things in a whole different world than we've seen before. There are many of you today, completely lacking Yahweh's knowledge and sense on what we should do in certain things. And as for you, those of you that have gotten it, and you hear people say that anything that goes against scripture, you could just shake your head. What is it, SMH? Shaking my head, the little thing. I mean, when I walk into a church today and they say stupid things, like the commandments are no longer valid today and they were nailed to the cross and we no longer need to follow them, I just SMH. This is the deception of the world and what's happened. This is what is going on. And it talks about this being naive to understand the truth and see this truth. And the deception that's being able to take place because people aren't willing to submit their ways to Yahweh. The naive inherit foolishness, but the sensible are crowded with the knowledge of Yahweh. Proverbs 14, it says the simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. We must think about these things. Why does the church say we no longer need to follow the commanded feast days of our Creator, but they yet in turn follow the pagan customs of this world? We need to think about things. We need to think. Why don't you question your pastor when he says we need to keep the Ten Commandments, but not the Fourth Commandment that says to keep the Sabbath holy? Why, when the word says do not touch any unclean thing and consume anything that's unclean food, do you go to your church barbecue and they're serving pork? Do you question these things? Do you ponder these things? Why do they say that the Resurrection Sunday and the Good Friday are only 3 days apart when they're not 3 days? Do you question these things? We need to start questioning these things and use our brains. We need to start understanding how the church is just taking things apart. Why does it say in the scripture over and over again, honor my name, and people don't use and honor his name? Do we question these things? Keep the Sabbath holy. Don't eat unclean food. Honor my feast days. Honor my name. The naive are being led astray and led away because their foolishness, because they're fools. And this is exactly what happens. It says in Proverbs 18, 2 and 3, fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinions. Doing wrong leads to disgrace and scandalous behavior being contempt. You might think this verse and this scripture is for people that do not call themselves believers, people that aren't calling themselves Christians. But I'm telling you right now, this fits the average Christian church. No interest in understanding the things of scripture. Instead, they just want to give their opinions. Doing wrong, committing sin, leads to disgrace. It's so clear today when you come upon the mouth of a fool and you hear the things they say. It's just unreal that people can be so foolish and other people will trust them. You need to seek Yahweh and Yahweh's word in all things, at all times. We need to think that and stop listening to the philosophy of this world and common sense of this world. We need to follow Yahweh. What Yahweh says is common sense. That's what we need to do. It says in 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21, guard what has been entrusted to you. Avoid the pointless discussions and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. Although some claim to have it, they have abandoned the faith. May grace be with all of you. We get this. James 3:15 says, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and do not mimic. We must understand where the common sense or the common wisdom we get is coming from. It says in 1 Corinthians 3:19, for the wisdom of this age is foolishness with Yahweh. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And Yahweh will wake us up. And I pray he wakes us up and continues to impart his wisdom and knowledge upon us and people would listen. 1 Corinthians 2:6 says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not to the wisdom of this age or the rules of this age who are coming to nothing. Titus 3, verses 9 and 10 says, but avoid foolish controversies and quarrels and fights about the Torah, because they are useless and empty. Reject a defensive person after one or two warnings. So we need to get this. We need to understand this. And praise Yahweh that he's just given us a heart to hear him, and eyes to see him, and ears to understand him. It's a beautiful thing. And when I think about what it says here in the devotional today, remember, it's about suffering well. And we will suffer well in today's world. We will suffer well, but we do that with a joy and a passion, because that's what his wisdom is about. Remember this. I leave you with this today. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being priests for me. And since you have forgotten the law of your Creator, I also forget your children. How many of you are seeking to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator in every single area of your life? How many of you have questioned those things that I have questioned here today? How many of you had stopped down to talk to your pastor or your church leader or somebody else in your church about these things? Were you worried about hurting their feelings if they didn't agree with you? Were you more concerned about being right with our Creator's words, guidelines, and instructions? And you trust that he will bring the people in your life and take care of your fellowship. You don't need to fellowship with people that are living in defiance against Yahweh's sense. Common sense of the world versus the wisdom sense of Yahweh. This day I give before you, life or death. Choose life so you may live. The Bible is a book of opposites. You have good versus evil, life versus death, blessings versus curses, and the wisdom of Yahweh versus the common sense of the world. And we have to make a choice which side we should choose. As for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that this message penetrates your heart, and you realize that there's something we need to do to change the pattern of living according to common sense of this world. And we need to start accepting Yahweh's sense and Yahweh's wisdom on this world. We need to ask him and cry out to him and reach out to him and help him, or let him help you to become a new person, a new creature, a changed person in your thinking, so we make wiser decisions in our walk in life. So praise Yahweh. That is our message for this day. And I pray that we apply it, and we no longer seek the common sense of this world. We seek the wisdom of Yahweh. Praise Yah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh.